Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1764, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. For now, though, I'm going to spare you from all of that and get right to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. My name is Nancy, and I am a longtime listener. Love listening to your podcast while I do my morning walk. Anyhow, I have two questions maybe related. First, I sometimes get a foot or lower leg cramp when I stretch my legs. And then second question, what is restless leg syndrome, I guess? Please explain why and how I can alleviate both conditions. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your questions, Nancy. And thank you for being a longtime listener of this podcast. I'm so glad you find it helpful. I'll start by answering your question about leg cramps at night. According to the Cleveland Clinic, leg cramps that happen at night, which a fancy way of saying this would be nocturnal leg cramps, can happen to anyone, but are most common in those over the age of 60. In fact, it's estimated that 1 out of 3 adults over the age of 60 will experience one leg cramp at night once every 2 months, and possibly even more often than that. They go on to say that by the age of 50, every single one of us will experience at least one nocturnal leg cramp, and it's more common among those born female. Why? How is it that this thing is so common? Well, this can be partly explained by the fact that the tendons, the tissues that connect your muscles to your bones, naturally shorten as we age. This happens to everyone. But why do these cramps always seem to happen at night? Sadly, no one really knows. Here are some educated guesses, though. Sitting for long periods of time during the day. Overusing the muscles in the legs. Standing for long periods of time on hard floors. Certain medications, like diuretics. And dehydration. But leg cramping could also be a sign of something more serious. So, discussing your symptoms with your doctor is important. There don't appear to be any supplements or medications that are likely to reliably help with reducing leg cramps. So, is all hope lost? Thankfully, no. Most health professionals agree that trying one or more of these tips may help, like staying hydrated throughout the day, adjust how your feet are positioned when you sleep. So, try and keep your feet relaxed while you're sleeping. You may need to make sure the sheets aren't too tight around your feet in order to accomplish this. Stretch your legs before you go to sleep, especially your calves. Wear comfortable shoes that provide enough arch support. You can even try some easy physical activity before bed, like walking, or if you have access to a stationary bike, use that. And be sure again to stretch your calf muscles before and after you exercise. Now, restless leg syndrome. Okay, that can seem like it's similar to leg cramping, but restless leg syndrome is actually a different condition altogether. Now, restless leg syndrome usually doesn't cause pain. Instead, patients often describe it as being uncomfortable. It's as if something is crawling on their legs and makes them want to move their legs. Some even describe it like pins and needles are stabbing at their legs. Now, to be clear, restless leg syndrome can happen anytime, but most often when someone hasn't been moving for a while, like a long car ride, a long flight, or sitting while watching TV or a movie. So, why is it that not moving causes restless legs? Well, just like nocturnal leg cramps, no one knows for sure. That's comforting news, right? Well, right now there are lots of theories, but there's no agreement on which one is correct. One theory is that maybe it's the nerves sending wrong signals to each other. Maybe it's something else entirely. The one theory that's showing some promise is that in some, restless leg syndrome may be caused by an iron deficiency. Now, let me be clear. This does not mean I am saying that everyone with restless leg syndrome has an iron deficiency. And I'm definitely not saying that if someone experiences restless leg syndrome, that they should start taking an iron supplement on their own. You never want to take an iron supplement on your own. Getting too much iron can actually be deadly. So it's best to have your doctor tell you when to take supplemental iron, how much of it, and for how long. The unfortunate thing about restless leg syndrome is that there is no cure. Some medications may help for more severe cases, but for the most part, other home remedies are usually most helpful. Some examples of these home remedies include massaging the legs before going to sleep, taking a bath before going to bed, especially a warm or hot bath, and placing heating pads or even ice packs on your legs before going to bed. Nancy, I'm sorry to hear that you've been experiencing these symptoms, but I hope you find at least one of these tips helpful. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Nancy. Now, if you want to send in your question and have it answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you want to send in an audio question, just like Nancy did, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record right from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.